Would you turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 3? Hebrews chapter 3. I'm going to just look at the first verse. When this book began, Hebrews 1:1, it said that God at sundry times and in divers manners, He spake unto the fathers by the prophets. He did it in different ways, different times. But He hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Now, that truth ought to arrest our heart and mind to this question. How is it, Lord, that You've spoken? Now, we know the answer to that question is through His Word. He speaks through His Word. Now, this Word is a letter, books, written by the hand of men, but inspired by the Spirit of God. This is the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we know that this Word is God's Word. Now, this is what I pray tonight. I want to read this first verse. I want to read Hebrews 3:1, and then I want to make a few comments on it. Wherefore, what do you mean, Paul? Wherefore? Wherefore? What is that? Someone has said, what is it therefore? What does it mean? What do you say? Well, going back to Hebrews 2:14, it says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, and to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself has suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor, comfort them that are tempted. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, the word in that passage, in that verse, that really I would pray that the Holy Spirit might give us some understanding and also the ability to do is the word consider. Consider. We're never in greater company than when we're alone with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know that. The heart of this passage right here is one that I think is set forth or light is given of when Mary sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and she didn't say anything. She heard His Word. She mused upon what He said. She just sat there and she thought upon, considered. That in itself is a great, great blessing. But that is something that we are just not able of ourselves to do. Unless the Spirit of God gives us heart to do that. We have so much that clouds our mind, and just things that just come up. We're plagued. We're cumbered. That's what Brother Scott was just talking about. No more trouble. No more confusion. No more trials. No more sin. No more just... All of this that passage that I read, for as much then as the children partakers, flesh and blood, He likewise. Let me ask you this. How many times have we heard that? I'll tell you, we've heard it to the point that often we just let it just go right over our heads as if we just didn't care. I'm just being honest with you. And for a believer, it grieves them because they don't consider as they ought to be just taken up. I'm talking about, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to be taken up with Him who is the apostle and high priest, to sit there and to muse upon and to enter into such thoughts of wonder, grandeur, your heart just, you know, burned with affection. Listen to these blessed. Wherefore, holy brethren. Now here he's talking to the objects of God's mercy and grace. Those eternally loved and chosen by God the Father and given to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a secret. There's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Well, what? That's one. Possessors of the imputed righteousness of Christ. Holy brethren, chosen to be holy. Sanctified, set apart as holy objects of God's mercy. Only difference in this lump and another lump is the grace of God. Just think on that for a minute. Just consider. Just don't say anything. Just, oh, Holy Spirit, help me to do that. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to think of something else. There'll be something that'll enter into my mind and it'll just... Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, the heavenly calling, that holy calling, that powerful calling. We'll sit here and stop and just think for a second now. Consider this. God Almighty has called you by grace. God Almighty has given you a new heart. God Almighty has given you a new mind. He's written His law, He says, upon your heart. Law of faith. And He's revealed something to you. I'm your God. And you're my people. Just consider that. We consider that. Peter says in 1 Peter 2:9, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar, a purchased people, that you should show forth the praises, the virtues of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Spirit of God called you inwardly through an outwardly preached message and blessed that message to your understanding and gave you a heart that loves God. You now possess a love for Him that you didn't possess before. A knowledge of Him. This is life eternal, that they may know Thee. I'm not talking about knowing about Him. It's a personal. It's when you call upon the Lord, you're speaking to one that you know. Consider. Muse upon. Ponder. Ponder the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now here's what we're pondering. Here's what we're doing as a body right here, just sitting and individually, sitting just like Mary sat at His feet, and just listened, thought on, considered. Isn't it wonderful to think upon one that you love? Just to think on, just consider them, think about them. Consider, weigh the dignity. As the Spirit of God teaches us through the Scriptures, Lord, help me to consider. Help me just to consider the apostle of our profession. Now here's what we want to consider. He is the ambassador from God. He's God's prophet. He's God's apostle. He's the messenger and the message. He has come to proclaim Himself. We preach Christ. We preach Him. He preached Himself. He was a preacher. A preacher. A prophet from God. Just consider. There was a woman at the well. And the Lord said, I must go through Samaria. There was a woman there, and He came to this well. The Lord was sitting there, being wearied, the Scripture says in John 4. And this woman walked up to Him, and the Lord said, give me to drink. And she said, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask of me, a Samaritan? Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans. How is it that you ask me to give you drink? And listen to the words of our Lord as He spoke to this woman. Then, John 4:10, then Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Now here is the consideration of the apostle of our profession. If you knew, this is who He is. What are we considering about Him? He's the gift of God. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of Him and He would have given thee living water. If you would muse upon, think upon, realize, if you knew the gift of God. Now, this is what I'm saying, just muse for just a minute. Realize this. Lord, help me to realize that God Almighty has given the Lord Jesus Christ the gift of heaven to His people. By faith, Consider him God Almighty, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the covenant, the bread of life, the chief cornerstone upon which the whole building of his people, his temple, his church, his bride is built. Built upon him, squared up on him. Everything is off of him. Consider the apostle. Consider the one who came. He's the door. He's Emmanuel. He's the Lamb. He's the Messiah. He's our Passover, our rock, our Savior. Way. He's the faithful witness of God. He told the Father himself, praying in John 17, this is what he said concerning giving the witness. Now remember, he's the prophet. He's the one that spoke from God to us. John 17, 6 to 8, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. They kept thy word. Oh, I'm telling you, when I read that and I think, Lord, help me to do that. They have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst in me. Consider that God has spoken in His Son. God has spoken in Son. Just consider that. Just stop for just a minute and realize. Consider the apostle. And then secondly, consider the high priest of our profession. Consider that there is one. There's truly one. We read of him, we consider him, we think on him, but just stop for just a minute. He's real. He's real. Somebody said, well, sure, he's real. That takes God to teach you that. The Lord told Peter, he said, flesh and blood didn't teach you that. You're the Christ. Flesh and blood didn't teach you that. Man by nature does not believe that he is. They've got a Jesus that they've created in their mind, a God that they've created in their mind. They've got them a gospel that they've created, which is not the gospel of God. There is a high priest, and we need a high priest. We need for one to approach God for us. We need one that can approach God, that God has appointed, and that God will accept, and that can approach Almighty God wholly. That Almighty God, for His sake, for the priest's sake, accepts all that the priest represents. I cannot approach God myself without a priest. I must have a priest. God will only be approached in a priest. In Hebrews, let me read chapter 7. Hebrews 7, verse 23 and 24. They, that is, the priest in the Old Testament, truly were many priests because they were not suffered or allowed to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. If your margin tells you what that means, which passeth not from one to another. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, evermore, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Here's what we realize, and just consider. One came from God to speak to us, to tell us of God's demand, God's counsel, God's will, God's purpose. And in that revelation from God, this is what he told, all that he came to save. I've ever loved you. I've stood for you. I lived for you, died for you. And now, on his own merit, this high priest has made an offer, an offering unto the Father. And here's the offering, accepted by the Father, his own blood. He ever liveth to make intercession. This is what was demanded, obedience. And our great high priest, who was made like unto his brethren, obeyed God, lived for him and died for him, being made sin, and entered into the Holy of Holies after he rose from the dead. I believe you're right, Neil, on that. We talked about it. When Mary couldn't touch him, he said, you can't touch me. But later, Thomas did. Somewhere in that, he entered in, I truly believe, entered into the Holy of Holies, presented it. Whenever he did it, he did it. And presented that blood, entered in. God accepted it. Almighty God, the high priest, gives merit to that office. As a man, he's a proper representative of the people. He died for his people, buried for his people, raised for his people, ascended into heaven for his people. Now, I want you to consider this in closing. The Scripture says often, he prayed. He prayed all night. There was a time when he was in this world, and as the representative of his people, he lived by faith exactly as they live, as they must live, the just live by faith. And he prayed often, all night. Now, while you find yourself trying to pray, and while you find yourself, as you try to pray, struggling on what to say, because the Scripture says we don't know what to say, you consider that there's one who's praying for you right now, that ever liveth to make intercession for you. And he's heard of the Father. And for his sake, Almighty God hears that intercessory prayer. Almighty God, who beholds that blood that ever liveth, God Almighty, in human flesh, right now, intercedes for his people. And God Almighty will forever accept them in the Beloved. He ever liveth to make intercession for you. Consider. Just stop and consider. One came from God to speak from God to us, and one now approaches God as our great high priest. And you and I had nothing to do with any of it. It was all of grace. For his honor, for his glory, his praise, and for our good. Amen. Okay, Gary.